Welcome to Maseches Baba Basra, Perek Tes Mishnah Vav, Chapter 9, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah begins, Shechiv Meira, a fellow who's extremely ill, he's dangerously ill, Shekosav kol nechosav lachir, that he writes all of his property, all of his estate, to somebody else. Vishir karka kolshehu, however, he left over one field, one piece of real estate for himself, and it doesn't have to be real estate. It could also be an object. He leaves behind a car. Says the Mishnah Anasai Kayemes. Even if he recovers from this illness, he can't say, oh, you should know, I only gave you these gifts and I only bequeathed everything because I thought I was going to die, but now that I recovered it, nothing should be yours. We say it doesn't work that way because since he retained one thing for himself, then we assume he meant to give it, or else if you're going to be giving everything away, so why are you retaining anything for yourself? However, says the Mishnah, Leishir Karka Kol Shehu, let's say he didn't leave over even a drop of real estate or anything whatsoever, then his gift does not stand. That means to say if the fellow recovers and he says, nah, give me back everything. Since he gave everything, he bequeathed every single thing initially, so clearly he only did it because he thought he wasn't going to survive. Now that he survives, he gets it back. Says the Mishnah, Leikosa Bash Chimira, let's say he didn't write in the deed or the document that he was sick at the time that it's being given. So he just basically didn't write anything. He says the reason that he was giving it was because he was a shechimer, was a person on his deathbed, and now that he has recovered, he wants it all back. The heinoimrim and the people that he gave the gift to say, bari haya, he wasn't so sick, he was a little sick, he was pretty healthy, it's not an issue. Says the Mishnah, sarich, the giver, the bequeather, he has to bring proof that he was actually a sick person. Why is that? Because since the halacha is that he's healthy right now, we say, you know what, son, he was probably healthy when he wrote it, when he wrote the document as well. Therefore, he has to bring proof that he was actually sick in order to take away the power of the gift. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. And it's because Rabbi Meir holds that we go after whatever the situation is right now. However, Chacham disagree, and they say, Amutim Mechabel of Haraya, the fellow that's receiving the matan, receiving the gift, is taking it away from the giver. And we always have a halacha that Amutim Mechabel of Haraya. If you want to take something from someone who's currently holding on to it, the burden of proof is on you. So therefore, the fellow that received the gift has to give proof that he was actually a healthy person. And if he does that, he keeps it. And if not, he doesn't. Wishing you a fantastic rest of your week and a wonderful Shabbos.